Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Nedarim daf Ayin Hey. Rabbi left off yesterday at Ayin Dalet Amud Beis on the last line of the Amud. Let me just scroll and get the sponsorships. Today's shiur sponsored, of course, by Dr. David Landauer in honor of his wife and children. Also, Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha LeHashalom. And it is also sponsored by Yael and Yosef Gurevich in appreciation of all of their children's Rabbeim and Morot, and it is also sponsored anonymously for Refuah Shalema for Shmar Yehu ben Rezel Shoshana Miriam. He should have Refuah Shalema. We thank all of these sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So today's daf is going to cover two primary topics. So first, we are going to cover, I'll just introduce very, very briefly, and then we'll come back and give a little bit more of a detailed introduction. So we concluded yesterday, really in the middle of a conversation. We had this Mishnah on the top of Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph that we were learning about Shomeres Yavam, and whether a Shomeres Yavam, meaning a woman who falls to a man to do Yibam, and sometimes she could fall and there's one potential brother who could do Yibam, sometimes she could fall to many brothers who potentially have the option of doing Yibam, but the Shomeres Yavam, can any of the men who could potentially take her as a wife in Yibam, can they be mefer her nedarim? So we had seen that there was essentially a three-way machlokas in the Mishnah. So the answers were yes, no, and maybe, right? Depending on how many potential yavamim there were. And then we, when we were trying to break down the nekudas hamachlokas, we had two shitas in Amoraim, why it might be that the Shomeres Yavam is able to be mefer the nedarim of the Shomeres Yavam. So we saw the machlokas of Rav Ami and Rav Eliezer. So Rav Ami said that we were dealing in a case where the Yavam did what's called ma'amar. He did a kedushin derabanan on the woman, and because he had done a kedushin derabanan on the woman, so it was more like akin to an arus and an arusa, and that's why he's able to be mefer her nedarim. The shita of Rebbe Eliezer that we had seen was that we were dealing with a case of Amad Bedin, where she went to Basin and was Tavea that one of them should do the Yibam. And so, in other words, according to both of these shitas, it's not stam that there is the Yavam and then there's the Shomeres Yavam and that's all the connection, because if that was all the connection, so when there were multiple brothers, we don't know which one is going to be vested with the power to be made for her nedarim. So we're talking where one of them did some other action. So either the action that one of the Yavams did was that he did mamar, he did his kedushin derabanan, that's the shita of Rav Ami. And we saw Rebbe Eliezer that she was tavea one of them to din, and Basin said, oh, Reuven, because you're the older surviving brother, you're the one who has to do yibam, and therefore, because the Basin already started, sort of facilitated a process whereby he was the most likely to do the yibam, that's why he is vested with the power to be mefer her nedarim. So we had seen a brisa at the end of yesterday's daf that Mairenu read, where we were trying to be medayek a raya to Rav Ami, that we were dealing in a case where the Yavam, or where one of the Yavamim did Maimar on this woman, and it's the Yavam who did Maimar who is able to be Mayfair her nedarim. So we quoted this price, and maybe we'll quickly see this price again in order to get back into it. But the Gemara on INA until the Mishnah is going to go through two rayas that we have, that Rav Ami is talking about a situation where one of the Yavams did Maimar, and that's why he is able to be mefer her nedarim. We're then going to get to a Mishnah on Ayin Hey Amud Aleph, right in the middle, and that Mishnah is going to be talking about a guy whose wife is going away, on a business trip, let's say, and therefore preemptively he wants either to be mefer or to be mekayim all of the nedarim that she's going to make while he's away. So we're going to talk a little bit about whether that is possible, whether there's a difference between whether he wants to be mekayim the neder or mefer the neder, and we're going to talk all about that. So again, two topics. One, a continuation of what we did yesterday, and the other, a new discussion of preemptively being mefer or being mekayim the nedarim. Happens to be one of the members of the Daf Yomi Chevra, who's an old friend of mine from about 30 years ago, pointed out the irony that he was listening to my Reinu Shir from yesterday, which was from last cycle, of course, because yesterday was Shabbos. And on Daf Ayin Dalet, he was thanking me for all of the coverage that I had done while he was away in Camp Kaylee over the summer. So my luck, I think I covered the last 30 blot, but not the next couple, which we're going to be learning together. So you're going to have to bear with me. But at least there's some bridge, I guess, because today we're going to start with the discussion of what we had done yesterday. So again, yesterday we had this mishnah. The mishnah on Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, just to set it up quickly, was talking about Shemeres Yavam, whether she's potentially falling to one person or to two brothers. So we had the sheet of Rav Elazar says that they could be made for her nedarim. Rav Yeshua said only if she's falling for one brother can he be made for her nedarim, because then we know who's going to do the Yibam. But if she's potentially falling to multiple brothers to do the Yibam, then they are not going to be able to be made for the nedarim. And then we had Rabbi Akiva sheet, and Rabbi Akiva said the Yavam cannot be made for the nedarim of the Shemeres Yavam, regardless of whether there's one brother who could potentially do the Yibam, regardless of whether there are multiple brothers who could potentially do the Yibam. So again, we were breaking down the machlokas. What could the machlokas be? Yesh Breira, Ein Breira, Yesh Zika, Ein Zika. We saw that yesterday. We're not going to review it today. So again, we had the sheet of Ravami who said, we're dealing with a case where one of the brothers did Maimer. So he did this Kedushin to Rabbanan. He started a connection. So if he started a connection with the Shemeres Yavam, it's he who was able to be Mayfair, the Nedarim of the Shemeres Yavam. And then we had the sheet of Rebbe Eliezer who said, no, Amad Bedin. We're talking where Basin said, you, surviving brother, you're the one who has to perform Yibam, and that's why he has the ability to be Mayfair, her Nedarim. So we saw yesterday, and now we're going to, I'm not going to read the whole thing inside, but we saw, you know what, let me explain it outside, because I don't want to back up too much and then get messed up and not finish where I wanted to get up to today. So Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, we had this Brisa, which you may recall was introduced with this very weird Lashon, Tanya Nami Hachi Karabi Ami, and we were talking about Shemeres Yavam, whether there's one Yavam, whether there's two Yavamim. Rabbi Eliezer says, like the Machlokas in the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer says they could be Mayfair. Rabbi Yeshua says if there's only one brother in the picture, then he could be Mayfair. And Rabbi Kiva says nobody is able to be Mayfair. So they went back and forth, and they went back and forth, and they were arguing about why each of these Tanaim hold the shita that they do. And they tried to make distinctions between a guy who simply proposes to a woman. So when he's in Arus and she's in Arusa, when he proposes to a woman, he has the ability to be made for her Nedarim. Not exclusively, he has to go in with Shutfis with the father. But if a person makes his own Shidduch, he is able to be made for the Nedarim of his Arusa. So it should follow that if the Shidduch was preordained by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused the woman to get married to this guy's brother, and then the brother died, so the woman falls to him in Yibam, so of course he should be able to be made for her Nedarim, because there's no better Shadchan than HaKadosh Baruch. So if he has the power when he makes his own shidduch to be made for the nedarim of his arusa, he should have the ability to be made for the nedarim of a yavama as well. So we concluded yesterday by saying, that was the shita of Rabbi Eliezer. So you know what? We're going to read it inside because it's going to get too confusing. I'm going to confuse myself. So if I'm confusing myself, I'm surely going to confuse you. So you're going to bear with me. We're going to read it inside. We're going to start Tanya Nami Hachi Karabi Ami, and we're Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, where I'm going to count from the top even, because 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 lines down. But we're going to read this part very quickly until we get to today's daf, and then we're going to finish, God willing, today's daf as well. So Tani Nami Hachi, and if not, tomorrow's is super short. So Tani Nami Hachi, Karebi Ami. So we have a raya like Rav Ami. Again, Rav Ami explained that when can a Yavam be mefer than a darim of the Shemeres Yavam? It's only when he did Maimer. So we have a brisa that says as follows. That's a copy of our Mishnah. Shemeres Yavam, Bein Yavam Echad, Bein Shnei Yavamin, Shemeres Yavam, whether there's one brother or multiple brothers who could potentially do the Yibam, Rabbi Lazar Omer Yafer. Rabbi Lazar says they could be Mayfair. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Le'echa V'lo L'shnayim. It depends. Is there one brother in the picture or is there multiple brothers in the picture? If there's one brother who has the exclusive right to do Yibam, he could be Mayfair her Nedarim. But if there are multiple potential Yibamim, they cannot be Mayfair her Nedarim. And Rabbi Kiva Omer Lo Le'echa V'lo L'shnayim. Nope, no dice. Does not matter how many brothers there are. The Yavam cannot be Mayfair the Nedarim of the Shemeres Yavam. So Amar Rabbi Eliezer, said, Uma im Isha Shein Lo Chelik Ba Ad Shelo Tova L'Rishuso, Misha Basha L'Rishuso Nigmara Lo, that Madach, a regular wife, where until there's engagement, until there's marriage, he has no Shaychus to her whatsoever. They are two strangers passing in the night. They have no relationship whatsoever. Yet, after the relationship is finalized, he could be Mayfair, her, Nedarim. Isha, Sheyesh lo chelek, Achelo tover l'rishuso, Misha basar l'rishuso, Eina din shetigmar lo. This woman, where he has some sort of connection to her, because when the brother dies, there's what's called the Zika, she is standing for Yibam. So certainly, when he's going to do the Mimer or something like that, to try to take the relationship to the next level and try to progress the relationship, of course he should be able to be Mefer her Nedarim. So Amar lo Rabbi Kiva, lo Imamrit Bisha Shekanahu La'atzmo Shekashem She'ein lo Chelek ba Kach ein la'acherim Chelek ba Tomar Bi'isha Sheknu lo Minashamayim Shekashem She'yesh lo Ima Chelek ba Kach la'acherim Yesh Chelek ba. So Rabbi Kiva said, no, it's fundamentally different, because when you have a regular guy who gets engaged and then married to a regular woman, true, before the engagement, they were total strangers, but after the engagement, they are exclusive to one another. They can't have relations with anybody else because they're an Arus and an Arusa. There's a Chi of Skila over here. They're exclusive. Masha Einkein by a Yavam. Yeah, there's some sort of Zika, there's some sort of connection that arises when the deceased brother passed away, but it's not an exclusive connection. Why isn't it an exclusive connection? Because we're dealing with a case, or we could be dealing with a case where there are multiple brothers. And there are multiple people who could potentially do the Yivam. So it's not that there's a connection that's exclusively binding them. So Amar Lo, Rabbi Yeshua. So then Rabbi Yeshua, who was the Machria, remember Rabbi Yeshua was the Tana who said, well, if there's only one Yavam, then he can be made for her Nadarim. But if there are multiple Yavamim, then he cannot be made for the Nadarim. So says Rabbi Yeshua, Akiva, Torecha b'shnei Yavamim, Ma'ata Meshev al Yavam Echad. So it says Rabbi Akiva, your whole idea, your whole argument that by Yibam, the connection, the relationship is not exclusive because there are multiple people who could potentially do Yibam with her, that only works in a situation where there are multiple brothers. If there's only one surviving brother, then there's only one person who's eligible to do Yibam with her, in which case, Hadra Kushi L'Duchta, why can't he be Mefer her Nedarim? So says the Gemara Vayter. So Amar Lei Klum Kalaknu Al Yavam Echad Val Shnei Yavamim Bein Shasa Bar Maimar Bein Shelo Asa Bar Maimar. That have we ever seen a situation where a mechalek between a case of one Yavam and a case of two Yavamim, whether they did Maimar or whether they didn't do Maimar? Uchishar Dvarim Kein Nedarim. And just like other things, so too Nedarim. Meaning that therefore the Yavam cannot be Mayfair the Nedarim of the Shomeres Yavam B'Shamofen. In no case can he be Mayfair the Nedarim of the Shomeres Yavam. And then we saw B'Losh Nazem, Rabban Azai, Chaval Alecha, Ben Azai Shloshi Mashas Rabbi Akiva. The Rabban Azai had said, Chaval, it's too bad that I was never Meshamesh Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva was so sharp, he told us that there is this distinction between, that there is this fundamental distinction between the case of Yibum and the case of an Arus and an Arusa. Doesn't matter whether there's one brother or two brothers, doesn't matter whether they did Maimar or not. So we're somehow going to use this brisa to try to prove, like Ravi Ami, that Rav Ami held that Rav Elazar said that you could only do Faras Nedarim between the Yavam and the Shomeres Yavam in a situation where they did Maimar. So to us, the diuk is going to be sort of obvious, because Rabbi Kiva is saying that the Yavam can never do Aforas Nedarim on the Shomeres Yavam regardless. Doesn't matter what the situation is. Doesn't matter if there's one brother or two brothers. Doesn't matter if they did Maimar or not. So why is Rabbi Kiva talking about Maimar? Isn't it obvious that he's responding to something that one of the other Tanoim said? Sure enough, now finally we're at today's daf. So my last word on the line. So my Tanya Kavase de Rabbi Ami. So what's the Tanya Kavase de Rabbi Ami? That Rabbi Lazar was talking about a situation where they did Maimer, where one of the Yavams did Maimer on the Shomeres Yavam. Says the Gemara, because it's obvious. Tiktani bein she'asa b'maimer, bein she'lasa b'maimer. Because Rabbi Akiva, when he's responding to Rabbi Lazar and to Rabbi Yeshua, is saying, doesn't matter whether there's one or two brothers, doesn't matter whether any of the brothers did Maimer. So from the fact that Rabbi Akiva's responding about Maimer, isn't it obvious that Rabbi Lazar said that Rabbi Lazar said that the Yavam could be made for the Nedarim of the Shomeres Yavam, when they did Maimar. So isn't that obvious? Sa'inami, so that's one of the rayas. Sa'inami, the other raya that the Gemara brings, is Mi'resha. It's from the Resha over here. Diktani, Meshenichlinso l'Rishuso, Nigmaralo. That when he brings her into his Rishus, Nigmaralo, the deal is sealed, and then they're considered to be totally connected to one another. Vidlo Kaddish, but if there was no Kedushin, and meaning Kedushin is the Maimer is the Kedushin Durabanan, that the Yavam does to the Yavama to start enhancing the connection between the two of them. So Vidlo Kaddish, my Nigmaralo. And if there was no Kedushin, what does it mean Nigmaralo? So says the Gemara, Tifsha Mine, Kishasa by Maimer. So isn't it obvious that we're dealing with a case where they did Maimer. And as the Ron explains, that the whole concept of Nigmaralo meaning the deal is sealed. I said the Gemara said Nigmaralo. What does it mean that the deal is sealed? It means that after he takes a certain step, he is able to be made for the Nedarim in conjunction with her father. So what are we talking about here? We can't be talking about after he did Yibam, because after he did Yibam, he's her husband, and a husband doesn't require the shutfus of the father in order to be made for the Nedarim. A husband has the exclusive right to be made for the Nedarim of his wife. Who is the type of person who has to be made for Nedarim b'shutfus? It's only an Arus. It's only somebody who's engaged. So we're talking about a Yavam who has this Zika with the Shomeres Yavam, and we say Mishenigmaralo, that when Mishabasal Rishuso Nigmaralo, when she goes into his Rishus Nigmaralo, and the Ron explains now he can be made for the Nadarim Bishutfis. So what does it mean Mishabasal Rishuso? So you can't explain that Mishabasal Rishuso means that he did the Yibam, because then it's not Nigmaralo that he's doing the Hafaris Nadarim Bishutfis. Then he has the exclusive right to do the Hafaris Nadarim. Elamai, Misha Basar, L'Rishuso must mean that he did something else, and that he's doing something that's analogous to Kedushin, meaning Arisin, meaning Mimer, and that's what the Gemara says. Oh, when he does this act to bring her into his Rishus, he does the Mimer, which is the Kedushin Drabanan, which is analogous to Arisin, then Nigmaralo, and then they could once again be Mefer Nedarim be Shutfis. So says the Gemara, Mai uchashar dvarim kain nedarim. What did Rabbi Akiva mean? Rabbi Akiva, at the bottom of yesterday's daf, he said it doesn't matter whether there's one yavam or two yavamim. It doesn't matter whether they did maimer or not. Uchashar dvarim kain nedarim. And like nedarim are other things. And so says the Ran over here is, what does it mean, kishar dvarim kein adarim? So the Ran says, mishar dvarim atalamed she'ena yavam mefer in the dareya. From other things we learn that the yavam cannot be mefer in adarim, sharei l'shar dvarim eino ka'arusa, because like other inyanim, he is not considered to be like an arus and an arusa, v'afilu asa b'maimar, even if he did maimar. Uched mefarish l'kaman, afla foras nadarim kein she'en ka'arusa, so vei mefer in the dareya, afilu b'shutfes. So just like that legabe other things, and we're talking about, we're going to see in the Gemara right away, we're talking about that there is no Isser Skila. Meaning, if you have an Arus and an Arusa, so you have a person who gives Kedushin Mida Oraisa to a woman, and then somebody else has a relationship with the woman, or the woman has a relationship with somebody else, they are Chayiv Skila. So that's a pretty serious Isser. However, if you have a Yavam who does Maimar, who does only Kedushin, Midrabanan, on the Shomeres Yavam, and then they go and have relations with other people, they are not Chayiv Skila, because it's not a Kedushin Midaraisa. And so the Gemara is going to say that just like you're trying to compare this Maimar to an Arisin, and you're trying to say just like an Arisin and Arusa, the Arus can be made for the Nedarim with the Shutfis of the father, so too the Yavam who does Maimar can be made for Nedarim with the Shutfis of the father. And says Rabbi Akiva, no, because Maimar is not like Arisin. So says the Gemara, back in the Gemara, Diktani, Amarava, Chiktani, Iatamoda, Shein Chayevam, Skila, Kanara, Marasa. Don't you agree that if the guy who does Maimar, the guy does Maimar in the Shomer is Yavam, and one of them then has a relationship outside, one of them has relations outside this relationship, that they're not Chayev Skila? So you see that it's not like a case of an Arus and an Arusa. Some Ravashi, so says Ravashi, Masnisa Nami Deka, Ein Yavama Gmura Leisha, Kishem Sha'arusa Gmura Le'isha, that a Yavama is not considered to be a sealed deal, the same way that an Arusa is considered to be a sealed deal. So we see explicitly, that even though we're trying to be Medama, we're trying to compare a case where Asaba Maimer to a case of Arusin, at the end of the day, Maimer is not quite Arusin. It's not full-fledged Arusin, which makes sense because it's only Kedusha Midrabanan, so it's only analogous, but it doesn't bring with it the same kochos that Arusin does itself. How do we paskin over here? So, says the Ran, that Linyan Halacha, this is in the Ran, which is two lines up from the really wide lines. So he says, Linyan Halacha, Kaimalan Karebi Akiva, Deina Mefer, Lola Echa, Velola Shnayim, that we paskin like Rabbi Akiva, that a Yavam cannot be Mefer than a Dharma of a Shemeris Yavam. Doesn't matter whether there's one brother or two brothers. So in other words, it doesn't matter whether there's a brother who has the exclusive right to do Yivam or whether there are two potential brothers who might have the right to do Yivam. It doesn't matter whether there was Maimer done or not. The Kaimelon Yesh Zika, Linen Alecha Kaimelon Karevi Kiva, Deinu Mofer Lelecha Veloshnaim, the Alphagav, the Kaimelon Yesh Zika, even though we hold Yesh Zika, Le'el Parishna, time of the Revi Kiva, Mushum Desavra, Ein Zika, and we had already explained that Revi Akiva bases a Shita on the Mandi Amor, says Ein Zika, but we hold Yesh Zika, we hold that there is some connection. Ikal Meimar, Hani Mili Mikami, the Isila, Hach Brysa, Aval Basar, the Isila, Chazina da filu sfirule the Rav Kiva the Yesh Zika Matzi Amar Dolo Yofer Levi Shena Yevam Agmur Leisha Shena Chayevam Leaskila Kanarama Rasa. So the Ran says doesn't matter Yesh Zika Ein Zika. The point is that Rav Kiva has proven that the connection between the Yavam and the Yavama, even if they do Maimar, is not as strong as the connection between an Arus and an Arusa. So it's only an Arus and an Arusa where the Arus could be made for the Nedarim Bishutfus, not by a Yavam. Period. So that's, and then the Ran says further, we're also going to paskin like Rabbi Akiva, because we saw Ben Azai at the very end of yesterday's daf. Ben Azai praised Rabbi Akiva Svara and says, Chavola Ben Azai Shaloshi Mashtas Rabbi Akiva. So we have over here this pretty compelling raya that Kedushin Drabanan does not affect the same status as Kedushin Midaraisa, i.e. Arisin. And then you have the fact that Ben Azai is praising Rabbi Akiva, so the Ran is going to say that we paskin like Rabbi Akiva, and he says v'chein pasuk Ramban, and also the Ramban paskins like Rabbi Akiva, and then the Ran goes on to say that it gets like sort of complicated, that he doesn't really know why we wouldn't paskin like Rabbi Lazar, and what happens if there were nedarim that were made when she was in the reshus of the yavam, whether the yavam, in other words, the Durim that she made before they did Yibam, but after they did Maimur, and then he wants to be made for them after they did the Yibam, I guess that they did the Yibam Boba Yom, whether we would then say that the Yavam could be made. But Bapashtas, the Ran says, we paskin like Rabbi Akiva. Again, it was the last Tana mentioned in the Mishnah yesterday, who says that the Yavam cannot be made for the Nedarim of the Shomeres Yavam. Okay, that's the end of this discussion. Now we get to the Mishnah. New discussion for the rest of the daf. Says the Mishnah as follows. Homer le'ishto, so if a guy says to his wife, call on nedarim shetaduri mikan, acha avon mimakom ploni, any nedarim that you take from here until I get back from a certain place, what does it mean from here? So the Ran says, from here means from the day I leave here, meaning he's going on a business trip and he wants to take care of all of his affairs before he leaves. So he says, any nedarim that you make from the time I leave home, he's not saying any nedarim that you take from the time from now on, because he's not leaving just yet, and it could be maybe she's going to take nedarim before he leaves that he will really want to be mekuyim, because he doesn't know what nedarim she's going to take. So he doesn't want to prophylactically be made for all of the nedarim from today, but he does want to prophylactically be made for all of the nedarim from the day he leaves town. So that's the weird lashon of mikan, because otherwise it should have said mehayom. But mikan is because any nedarim that you take from the day I skip town, achav of mokamploni arein kayamim. So first he wants to say arein kayamim, lo amar klum. It's as if he didn't say anything. Why is it as if he didn't say anything? So the Ran explains, because what's hakama? Hakama is being mekayim, it is validating, it is reaffirming a neder. You could only reaffirm something that exists. she has not made the nedarim yet. So you cannot prophylactically say, any nedarim that you make in the future, I'm going to be mekuyim. I'm going to be mekayim, because you can only be mekayim and neder that already exists. These nedarim don't exist. It's a davar shelo b'liolam. You cannot be mekayim a neder like that. So the Ran says that just inherently, kiyum doesn't make sense by something that has not yet come into existence. The Rush says it doesn't have to do with the fact that the nedarim don't exist yet. Rather, it has to do with the fact that a kiyum like this might be a kiyum betos, because he doesn't know what nedarim she's going to make. So it could be she's going to make nedarim that he really does not want to be mekuyim. Ah, but he's stuck because he already said that prophylactically all of the nedarim should be mekuyim. So that's obviously a kiyum betos, because he doesn't even know what nedarim he is. He is talking about. Then the Rosh Hash explains that the nafkamina between the sheet of the Rosh and the sheet of the Ran is where he said any neder that you take on a specific topic should be mekuyim. Now, according to the Rosh, if the concern is that we're afraid of a kiyum betos, here it's not a kiyum betos, because he's not giving a blanket, any neder that you make should be mekuyim. He's only saying any neder that you make on a specific topic. So if he knows that he wants all of those nedarim on the specific topic to be validated, he would have the ability to do that in advance. And according to the Rosh, it would not be ichshash of a kiyum betos. But according to the Ran, if the whole issue is that you cannot possibly be mekayim something which does not yet exist, so even if he specified that he wanted the kiyum to relate to nedarim on a certain topic, still the kiyum wouldn't work, because you cannot be mekayim something that doesn't exist. Okay, so again, the guy says he's going away on business and he wants to say prophylactically, any nedarim that you take or that you make, but after I leave, until I return, I want them to be mekuyim, says the Mishnah, does not work. Saw the machlokas Ran in the Rush, why not? Great, but it doesn't work. Kiyum doesn't work. Harei lumufarim, if, however, he wants to say that any nedarim that you take between the time that I leave and the time I return, they should be mufar, they should automatically, prophylactically, preemptively be mufar. Rav Eliezer omer mufar. Rav Eliezer says, that works. The Chachamim omrim ain't a mufar. And the Chachamim say, no, it doesn't work. You cannot be mefer a neder that doesn't exist. So I'm a Rav Eliezer, im hefer nedarim shabo lechal iser, lo yafer nedarim shalo bo lechal iser. Says Rav Eliezer to the Chachamim, why should it not work? In other words, if the woman makes a neder and the neder exists, the Baal has the ability to be made for the nedarim, even though the neder has already come into force, it has already come into effect. So if he has that koach to be made for even a neder that exists, doesn't it make sense that he should be able to preempt the neder from coming into effect at all? Samar lo, harayu omer, no, because the pasuk says, isha yikimenu, v'isha yifirenu, that the Baal has the option to either be mekayim the neder or to be mefer the neder. And how do we darshan this? Esha baal lechlal hakeim, baal lechlal hafer, lo baal lechlal hakeim, lo baal lechlal hafer. That. In other words, the Chachamim are saying to Rabbi Eliezer, I agree with your kavachomer. It makes sense that if the Baal has the power to be made for even a nether that has come into existence, he should have the ability to preempt the nether from coming into existence. But what am I going to do? There's a Xeris HaKosov that says, Isha Yikimenu, Isha Yifirenu, that the Baal has two options, to either be Mekayim the nether or to be made for the nether. And what have we seen already? You can't be Mekayim a nether that doesn't exist yet. So just like you can't be Mekayim a nether that doesn't exist yet, so too you cannot be made for a nether that doesn't exist yet either. Good. So that's the Machlokas and the Mishnah, Rebbe Eliezer and the Chachamim, by a preemptive hafara, by a preemptive hakama, everybody agrees it doesn't work. There's a Machlokas by a preemptive hafara, does it work based on the power of the Kal V'chomer like the Shita of Rebbe Eliezer, or does it not work because of Xeris HaKosov like the Chachamim argue? So says the Gemara now as follows. So an interesting question. So Ibailu Rebbe Eliezer, according to Rebbe Eliezer, who says that the Baal has the ability to preemptively be mefer all of her nedarim, so mechel chalin ubetelin, odilma lo chalin klal. So we said, according to Rebbe Eliezer, that farah works. So what does it mean that farah works? Does it mean that she takes a neder, the neder comes into effect, and then automatically is mufar because the husband preemptively was mefer the nedarim, or is the neder not chal at, or is the neder not chal at all? So in other words, when we say that the preemptive hafara works, are we viewing the preemptive hafara as preventing the neder from ever coming into effect at all? Or do we say that the preemptive hafara, it's as if he has like an automatic buzzer that he could hit whenever she makes a neder from wherever he is on business? He hits the buzzer and then he says, mufar lichi. So that I'm being made for the nether. So in other words, does it really preempt, or is it like an immediate hafara? That's the that's gonna be the question. So and obviously the nafkamina over here is it possible for her to violate the nether at all? So in other words, if she makes a nether and the husband gave a preemptive hafara, the question is, how does that hafara work? Is there a neder for a second until we can virtually assume that the Baal is saying mufar lichi, or is there nothing there whatsoever? Or is the neder not chal at all? So says the Gemara, l'may nafkamina. So what's the nafkamina over here? So kagon da atfis achrina bahadin nidra, that somebody else links something to that neder. So iamret kalin, if the neder is chal, but then immediately is mufar, savit tfisusa, then it would be a good tfisa. But iamret lo chalin, lo ika mashasha. But if it's not chal at all, then there's nothing to link. There's nothing to link to at all. So what does it mean, linkage? So we've already seen this case where, like, let's say the woman will take a neder, I am a nazira, and then the husband hears that, or somebody else hears that and says, oh, that's a great idea, va'ani. And the guy says he's also going to be a nazir. So the question is, what if the Baal preemptively was mefer all of her nadarim? So she says, hareini nazira, and then somebody else quickly says, va'ani. So the question is, does the husband's preemptive hafara mean that her neder was never chal? And if her neder was never chal, then the guy can't say va'ani, that he's also a nazir, because her neder of naziris was never chal. Or is it chal for a minute, so long as he says va'ani in the Betoch de Dibur, as soon as she made the neder, we're applying that there is a virtual voice of the husband that's saying mufar lichi. So before the husband can eke out the words mufar lichi, before we can apply the words mufar lichi to this neder, the guy says vani, then he could link his naziris to the woman's neder because it exists, and then immediately it is mufar. The achronim are bothered over here. Why do we say that this is the nafkamina? Why is the nafkamina about linkage? The nafkamina should be whether she herself could violate the nether. If the nether is not chal at all, then she can't violate the nether because the Baal preempted the nether from ever being chal. But if the nether is chal and then it's immediately revoked, then if she happens to be lucky enough to violate the nether in the second before we can assume that the Baal said mufar lichi, then she's going to violate the nether. So it's a question why we don't say that that's the nafkamina. Okay, but we're talking about a situation where somebody tries to link to the neder. Mistama, the reason that the Gemara brings this as a nafkamina is because it takes less time for somebody to say va'ani than it would for her to violate the neder, which requires an action which typically takes more time than that. But that's the way the Gemara sets up the nafkamina. When the Baal does the preemptive hafara, does it work to prevent the neder from actually being chal, or do we say the neder is chal and then automatically revoked? Says the Gemara, three lines down, on 9 a.m. a day, Samai Tashma, so let's bring a Raya. So Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Im Hofer Nedorim Shebo Lichlal Iser. If the Baal has the ability, what was Rabbi Eliezer's Kavachomer to the Chachamim? If the Baal has the ability to be made for Nedarim that have come to a state of Iser, Lo Yofer Nedarim Shelo Bo Bichlal Iser, then certainly you should have the ability to be made for nedarim that have never come to Bichlal Isser. They have never come to a state of Isser. Shmamino lo cholin. So isn't it obvious then that according to Rabbi Eliezer, these nedarim are never chal, because the kal v'chomer was, oh, if you can be made for a neder that was chal, that is already usser, so you could certainly be made for a neder that was never usser. Says the Gemara, miktani she'ein ba'in, shelo ba'u. You got to read the words. It said shelo ba'u l'chal isser. If a husband can be made for a nedarim that were already ba'u l'chal isser, certainly he can be made for an adarim that were not ba'u l'chlal iser. So in other words, and it's true that at the time of the hafara, these nadarim did not yet exist. And that's the kal v'chomer of Rabbi Eliezer. He's not saying that they're never chal altogether. What he's saying is they have not yet been chal. And his kal v'chomer is if a husband can be made for an adarim that have already been chal, certainly he can be made for an adarim that have not yet been chal. But there is no raya from here one way or another whether the neder in the future may be chal for a moment before it's revoked by the automatic hafara. So says the Gemara, Ta Shma. So let's bring a raya from somewhere else. So Amar Lahen Rabbi Lazar. So Maba Makam Shein May for Nidre Atzmo Misha Nadar. So let's bring a raya from the following. A person makes his own neder, okay? So after he makes a neder, a person cannot be made for his own neder. There's no such thing as being made for your own neder. There's such a thing as a husband being made for the neder of a wife. There is such a thing. If a person takes a neder, he could go to Beis Din and he could get a hatara of the neder. He could get hataras chacham, or he has to go to a Beis Din, but he can't be matir his own neder. So, Tashma, Amarlen Rabbi Eliezer. Umaba makam shein made for nidre atzmo. Misha nadar. After a person takes a neder, he cannot be made for his own nedarim. Mefer nidre atzmo ad shelo yidar, but he can be made for his nedarim before he ever makes them. Where do we ever see that a person is made for his nedarim before he ever makes them? So says the Ran. What are we talking about here? We're talking about kol nidre. So every year, Kol Nidre happens to be, the Ran says that the Ran refers to Rosh Hashanah. We obviously say Kol Nidre on Yom Kippur, but maybe this is a raya to the Haturas Nadarim that we say on Erev Rosh Hashanah. But certainly in the beginning of the year, at some point right in the beginning of the year, whether it's Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, whether it's a reference to Haturas Nadarim or the Kol Nidre, a person is getting up and saying, whatever Nadarim I take for the coming year should be null and void. And that works. So we see that a person is able to be matur his nedarim, his own nedarim, before he takes them, even though he lacks the ability to be made for them after he takes them. So makom shemefer nidre ishto mishatidar. So certainly a husband where he has the ability to be made for the nedarim of his wife after she takes them, ein adin sheyefer nidre isra ad shelo tidar. Isn't it a kal v'chomer that he should be able to be made for the wife's nedarim before she takes them? Because after all, he can't be made for his own nedarim after he takes them, but he could preempt them. So if he can be made for his wife's nedarim after she takes them, certainly he should be able to preempt them. So my love, the ishto dume delay, mahu delo chaylin, af ishto nami delo chaylin. So isn't there a comparison? Just like when a guy gets up on Yom Kippur and says, Kol Nidre, what happens is that any nedarim that he makes throughout the year, they're not chal at all because he has the ability to totally preempt them. So just like when the guy is doing his own afara, his preemptive afara, he's preventing the nedarim from being chal, so too, when the guy is doing the preemptive afara for his wife, doesn't it prove that he also is preventing the nedarim from being chal at all? So we had Akasha, according to Rabbi Eliezer, when the guy does a preemptive afara, does it mean that the neder is not chal at all, or does it mean that it's chal and then immediately revoked? So we want to bring a raya that it's never chal at all. From the comparison between Afaras Nedarim of his wife to the Ataras Nedarim that we do preemptively every year at Kol Nidre. Says the Gemara, lo, no raya, ha kadisa, vaha kadisa, because they are very, very different. Says the Ran, that afagav de Rabbi Lezer, yalef kavachomim, and idre atzmal, and idre ishto, lo de medami lula gamri, didide lo chayli klal, u de ishto chayli vafilu achi shapri yalef kavachomer. In other words, says the Ran, that no, in other words, he's learning a kal v'chomer, that the kal v'chomer is that it's a conceptual kal v'chomer. It's not to be taken literally. In other words, that conceptually, if you have the ability to preempt your own nedarim, even though you don't have the ability to get out of your own nedarim on your own after you make them, then certainly by the wife, where you can get her out of the nedarim after she makes them, you should have the ability to preempt them. And what we're saying is, yes, that is a valid kal v'chomer. However, does it prove necessarily that the preemptive hafara by the woman works the same way as it works by him? No, says the Ran. Maybe the kal v'chomer could be valid. The kal v'chomer could definitely be valid, even though the details of the halacha are not exact. And therefore, it could be that even though when a person preempts his own nedarim by kol nidre, he prevents them from being chal altogether, could be by his wife, he doesn't prevent them from being chal altogether. Rather, they are chal, and then they are immediately revoked. All right, so we'll stop here, and then we're going to try to bring tomorrow another raya in the shita of Rebbe Eliezer, whether when the preemptive afara is done, does it prevent the nedarim from being chal? Is it an immediate revocation? So we're going to continue the discussion, God willing, tomorrow, if everybody has a wonderful day. Take care, everybody.